There's been heavy falls on the world markets overnight, causing pain for investors in the US. All the major markets are deep in the red, heading towards the end of the day's trade. There have been sharp falls in Europe, but analysts say there's no need for people to panic.
Look, our view is that this isn't a portend to a significant downturn. This is the market correcting to some degree.
The death toll from an attack on a Pakistan university has risen to at least 20 and dozens have been injured. Four militants armed with AK-47s and grenades also died in that three-hour battle at the Bacha Khan University. And in the Afghan capital, Kabul, a suicide bomber struck near the Russian embassy, killing seven people. The powerful bomb was heard across the city. It's not clear if the embassy was the intended target. Conditions in Tasmania are set to worsen today as more than 70 fires burn across the state. Winds are expected to pick up along with very dry conditions and higher than usual temperatures. A fire at Lake Mackenzie in the Great Western Tiers has been causing most concern, with ash falling on some nearby towns. And two Victorian horse trainers banned from racing after being found guilty of cobalt doping will appeal against their suspensions later today. Yesterday, Mark Kavanagh and Danny O'Brien were banned for 3 years and 4 years, respectively.